Well, I think, you know, today we were able to get out and practice, and actually it was pretty good. We moved around well. I thought we improved from yesterday. You know, yesterday we went out and it was a monsoon out here, so, but it was good for us to get out and good character builder. But I like the way we're progressing, but it's, you know, it's 2 days, so we still got a long, long way to go, and there's still a lot of work to get done before we get to where we want to be. So, questions?
Mike, what's the rationale behind giving Brandon Fusco a shot on the left side as opposed to the right side?
Well, we felt like with TJ Clemmings, it would be a little bit easier for him to stay on the same side.
How's he been looking at guard?
You know, it's 2 days, and yesterday, like I said, it was a monsoon, and today I haven't had a chance to look at it yet, but honestly didn't see him very much.
From what you've seen of Mike Wallace, do you think he's going to be the addition, the guy you want, the wide receiver?
Well, I know he's a dynamic receiver, and he's been doing a great job of working. You know, he's a guy that does a lot of – he works very, very hard. He's been catching the ball well. He's been learning the playbook, you know, so – all these things are all different for him, but he's looked good.
Mike, with the left guard, how much is it because you had a need there, but also do you want some kind of a – do you see Khalil and Fusco being a really good tandem in that side?
Well, that was part of it, but that wasn't the main reason. It was really about putting him over there, putting Clemmings at the right side, and making it easier for him as opposed to moving to the other side. We know that Fusco can always move back if we plug somebody else in the left guard.
Looking at Clemmings at all at tackle, or is he mostly working out at guard?
Right now, at this particular time, we want to leave guys alone. We don't want to move them all around, all over the place. So we're going to leave him right there for right now, and then evaluate it, and then maybe make some changes after a while. But for this, at this particular point in time, we're going to leave it alone.
With your eyes on Trey Wayne, is he everything you thought he would be? How's
You know, he's. He's obviously very talented. He's doing a good job. He's trying to learn. You know, we're trying to teach him the nickel and corner. He's got work to do, like all young guys do, but like all guys do. But he shows flashes of really good stuff.
Like Teddy said, that he's kind of finding that other guys are even pushing him to encourage him more to be a leader in that second year. Is that kind of a natural progression for him from year one to year two, and the comfort level of being able to assert himself?
Well, I think so, and I noticed it quite a bit even in phase two, that he was becoming more of a leader, and you can tell that this is more of his team as we continue to go. He's a lot more vocal with the guys as far as telling them where to go and what routes they should be running, and he has a better command of the offense as well.
What did you want to see from Teddy this offseason, and are you pleased with, you know, what you see when he got back from the building?
Yeah, you know, it's hard never to be not pleased with Teddy, because he's such a hard worker. You know, we want him to get bigger and stronger. He looks a little bit bigger to me. You know, he's always worked real hard and all that. So the leadership things are starting to come better, and you know, I think he's been doing a good job. You know, the 2 days we've been out here against the defense.
Are you comfortable or concerned with Adrian not being here for the OPs?
No, I'm not concerned.
Do you have a set idea? So you said publicly you have a set idea of when he's supposed to be here.
I also read that it said that Adrian told me that he wasn't coming to OTAs, which is completely false. So I know there's a lot of things that are out there that I don't know when he's coming, and so we'll just leave it at that.
Have you talked to him since you visited him?
No. Well, yeah. Talked to him since I visited him, but I have not talked to him recently.
Do you think people read too much of it? I know as a coach you want everyone here, but it's not that he doesn't know what he's doing. I mean, do you have any personal feelings on that?
I don't know. You know, you all have jobs to do, and I understand that. So it's more about... you know, he's missed a lot of OTAs over the course of his career, and you know, I'm not worried about it. I got 89 guys out here that I'm coaching and trying to get better, And so, you know, it is what it is.
Is it discouraging at all that there's this kind of negative vibe where people thinking he's disappointed he hasn't come out and really said anything publicly positive about the Vikings lately? Is that a distraction or anything along those lines?
It's really not my place to figure out what he's not saying publicly or saying publicly or what anybody else is saying. It's more about, you know, really about these guys that are out here. You know, Adrian, you know, he's really got two choices. He can either play for us or he can not play. So he's not going to play for anybody else, and that's just the way it's going to be.
Would you say it's a contract issue, a money issue, or would you say there are other issues involved?
I don't know.
Like Chris said, that the rookie camp really helped him. He was the kind of guy that went right into the playbook, and the rookie camp helped. And then OTAs, he really wants to impress. He's working on the technique, but he wants to show his speed. Do you see the wheels turning so fast for a kid of his caliber?
Well, he's still thinking. You know, alignments and a lot of detail stuff that he's got to continue to improve at. And there's a lot of things he has to work at, but he is very sincere about trying to get better every day. And he's kind of a quiet kid that, you know, I think the more comfortable he, you know, kind of like Teddy was last year, the more comfortable he'll get, the more assertive he'll be in a lot of different ways.
You see Barr out there today. Is it still coming back from knee stuff, or does he have something else going on medically?
Well, it's not the knee that he got hurt, no. Anything else? All right, appreciate it. Thank you.